You test the water first before you put the Milo in. You take some hot water out, see whether it's hot enough for your Milo. How's that? Not hot enough, ah? Oh, okay, lah. Then boil water, lah. I didn't lock, ah. Careless. Take the. No, lock. Nothing to do with lock. It doesn't make it any hotter. That lock is just for pressing button. But I guess the water got cold, lah. You know, you bought a new one. The wife is making Milo because she's hungry. Hi, welcome back to my kitchen. I haven't been recording for a few days because I keep falling asleep at weird hours. Must be tired, you know. And my wife has to take off my glasses for me and put my phone into the charger. Right? She's staring at me now. Silly husband. Yeah, and that's the kettle boiling. I'm sorry for the noise. Very noisy, eh, your stupid thing. I think I checked out because today anyway, because I came back from the dentist to remove my stitches from the implants that were put in, at least the metal bits. And so far so good. Dr. Low was very happy. It's healing nicely, so that's a good sign. I'm pleased. I'm happy when my dentist is happy. Right. But for some reason every time I leave the house now I come back very tired. I also popped into the bookstore to buy some books for my youngest. She asked for Kokoro, a Japanese novel, and I think it's Kokoro, and then Midnight. What was the other book that she wanted? Midnight what? Midnight Library, which my wife is reading right now. Seems like Joy also wants to read it, so that's a good thing. So I bought the books. What is that beeping sound? Oh, the battery is low. Yeah, I need to change battery on my recorder. Okay, I'm back. Battery changed. What drama? The Death Office. Death Office. So the wife is watching Death Office now on Netflix, which is a Japanese drama about a woman who died. The Department of Death.
Yeah, maybe they should go hell or heaven.
Oh.
And each person has their story to tell.
Each person has their story to tell. Yeah. It's a Japanese series. How old is it? Is it a recent thing? 2019. Okay. My wife is always looking for new things to watch. And I'm usually the one recommending Japanese drama to her, but I guess today she introduced a new one to me because I've not heard of Death Office before. So yeah, on Netflix. I saw a trailer also of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, acting with Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. Nice. I guess you got three big stars in one movie. Hopefully Netflix doesn't give us a crappy movie, but you know, it's free, what can you say, right? It's not free, like you're paying for Netflix, but their movies are hit and miss, you know, not always great. But yeah, I saw the trailer for that. So I came back from the dentist and the bookstore. I haven't stepped into Kinokuniya for a while, but it felt nice to be walking through a bookstore again. I resisted the temptation to buy everything. I did pick up the three books that I wanted to get. as I mentioned, Joy was looking for Kokoro, and I think it's Kokoro. Yeah. And then Midnight Library, and I also picked up convenience store. What is it called? Convenience Store Lady? Yeah, it's another Japanese book. Three novels to read. Yeah. I mean, we'll be sharing it between myself, my wife, and in this case, mainly bought it for Joy, but we'll end up reading it anyway. It's interesting to me that my daughter is interested in physical books because I've been so used to reading them on my iPad Pro and iPhone, and my wife too. We buy books from the Apple Store, but lately I started to read some physical books as well. Some you can't get on the ebook format, right? Some books you can't, Winston Chu's biography, our general, our first general. So you got to buy the physical book for that one. And in this case, although there are digital versions of the books that I bought today, but the youngest one asked for physical books, which is okay, I guess. It's interesting. It's good that she's interested in reading, so it doesn't matter what format it is, really. But physical has its own thing. There is something about walking through a bookstore. Let me tell you this. Sorry, I got something in my braces. This is what happens when you're wearing braces. You have food stuck in there a lot. Okay, so like something about walking through a bookstore and smelling books. Yeah. You know the smell of paper, the pulp. I forgot how that felt. And to be in a place where you can smell this many books at once, it's quite startling. It's quite pleasant. I'm a huge book fan. I worked in the library when I was a kid as a volunteer, National Library, yeah? And that was when I was 14, 15. And then I worked in a bookstore for two years, retail. I enjoy being in the book trade and surrounded by books, and to go back to a bookstore after so many months, even just for shopping, is refreshing. Yeah, I'm so glad we still have Kinokuniya. Of course, Borders is not around anymore. That's where I worked. Pity about Borders, really. Best 2 years of my working life, actually. I enjoy working there a lot. Yeah. Story for another time. But yeah. Glad for Kino to be around. Glad there's a place I can still browse physical books. I walked into the stationery department and I resisted every fiber of my being. You know, told me I should pick up a pen or something. You know, Japanese stationery, very nice one. I'm glad to report I didn't buy anything, although I wanted to, because I already have enough pens. My current favorite pen is the Acroball from Pilot. I think it's Pilot Acroball. That's my favorite pen. I don't write very much these days. I also have a fountain pen, which I like very much, and that's from Pilot too. And I know some of you are G2 fans, right? The G2 gel pen is your favorite pen, but come on, man, Acroball, okay? Go check that one out. I like the Acroball. Yeah, I'm a bit of a stationery nerd, a pen nerd as well. I didn't buy any because I had enough stationery for the time being, right? That might change when I move, but yeah, I try not to buy anything because that would be silly. But it was good to walk through a bookstore. Maybe that's why I came back so tired lah. So when I go out for my dental appointment, I end up doing other things. Yeah, yeah. I also bumped into Bobby Tonelli, handsome man, at the camera shop, because I was looking at film stuff, and so was he. So we caught up. But yeah, it's a social thing for me, I guess, being holed up at home all the time, and then finally having a chance to go, even though it was a dental appointment, I ended up running all these errands. And maybe that's why I ended up coming back so tired, I fell asleep at 10:30. But now I'm back up again, because my body is telling me I need to record this. The things I do for you guys. Talk to you guys tomorrow.